Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about pretending to be single to get a Sphinx cat, a boyfriend doppelganger, and a stepdad who's also an energy vampire. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and with me is Michael DeMauro.
Hello, Jennifer.
Nick Bristow.
Hello, Jennifer.
And Tim Lanning.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
When we were starting our recording today, we always go to time that is to sync up, and we synced like so crisply today. So
we synced real hard. I think I'll put in the claps here, so you can see how close we were.
They were so good. So well, I feel like it's a good omen for our recording.
It's actually bad.
What?
Because you should hear everyone else's clap after yours due to the kissy of delay.
I wasn't listening.
I felt good about my clap.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm choosing to not take in the piece of information that Tim has just said.
It's fine. No, it's good. I'm at war with Michael because he won't give me any of his coffee cake. He says because we don't live in the same state.
Michael is actively he's taunting us with delicious-looking coffee cake.
Oh, it's so good.
And meanwhile, I'm drinking a leftover Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee, and I love it.
Yeah.
It watered down because the ice melted? Yeah. Has it been sitting in the fridge since yesterday? Also, yes.
I think Dunkies is at its best when it's not fresh and watered down.
Yes. It's my second drink of my iced coffee.
Carly is away this week. The border finally was open for Canadians.
So she was like, I'm done.
Bye.
Goodbye, US.
She's like, I haven't seen my family in 2 years. I'm going to go.
That's the fucking dream.
While the cat's away, the mice will buy a coffee cake. The good thing is she does listen to this, so she will yell.
Yeah. What sort of stuff do you guys do when your partner is gone?
Oh, yeah,
Jennifer, I'm never gone. Well, yes, I am. What do you guys do when your partners are gone?
Well, it just reminds me
of
like when you first become an adult and you're like, wait, I could just buy candy.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm still not there.
Dude, I feel like I have really just entered that point where like nobody can stop me from buying nerd ropes.
Right.
I can just buy them, as we've discussed on this very show.
And then you start to feel terrible and you're like, oh, that's why.
And then the doctor's like, you have gout. And it's like, what?
Damn it.
What are you talking about?
It's not until the second half of your 40s that you finally realize that. No, I'm just punishing myself by buying all of this shit and putting it into my body.
Yeah.
Every treat is a double-edged sword, and I think that's good.
That is true. No, I do feel like I don't feel like I live that differently if you're not around. I mean, I think back to that time I was in LA for 2 months. Mm-hmm. I talk out loud to myself more when there's not other humans around. I definitely got very weird when I was living by myself.
Yeah.
And I watched a lot of Frasier. Yeah, pretty much everything's normal. Same as it is with you here.
Yeah, you're kind of an odd goblin.
Yeah.
Duck, so
I'm a goblin all the time because it's like I eat nachos for dinner like 3 nights a week because they're easy and I like them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I end up usually watching a lot of movies that I feel like wouldn't be your bag, so to speak.
I'm less of a movie person, so that makes sense.
Well, not really, because you watch 1,000 Lifetime movies.
Those are different.
They're films, Jennifer.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. No, it's that they're so bad that it's not like I don't actually have to pay attention to them very much. That's my problem. And they're 90 minutes long.
Gotcha.
Which is like I find most movies are too long these days. Sorry, it's true. It's too long.
Content.
If they're gonna make them that long, I should put an intermission in the middle. I gotta pee.
If it can't fit in a YouTube short, I don't want it.
They're too long.
Jennifer, you're not the TikTok generation. Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying. I honestly
it's too long. Now.
They are. If TikToks are too long too, that's when I don't like them.
That is true. They are too long.
They're too long. I'm like, I don't want to watch this for a minute. What is this?
Well, I've decided I'm going to get famous on TikTok. I don't know how to use it or how to post TikTok, but let's see what I can do.
I feel like of all the social media platforms, TikTok is really the first one where I've like felt like I'm not welcome here and this is not for me.
Yeah. I'm a fan of the TikTok, but I only watch them from people who retweet them on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll watch, like, if someone sends me one and is like, this is funny, you would like this, I'll watch it. But I don't like that they're not a consistent link. That really does bother me. Yeah, I don't like it. Because, like, I feel like it's like, I'm not trying, like, you just get one that's, like, real long sometimes. I'm like, what is this? Like, that's not why I'm here. Make a YouTube video. What are you doing?
You know.
Do you guys want to get into it?
Can I read the first one?
Michael, absolutely. You are legally you're bound to read it.
Oh, okay. Well, now I don't want to.
Too bad.
All right. Hey, my boyfriend wants to pretend single for a free Sphinx cat.
This makes complete sense.
Yeah, the sentence is wild. The title is wild, and I got so happy when I saw it.
Yeah,
because I was like, "What the hell is this?"
If they're from America, we're laughing. If
I'm pretty sure they are.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure they are.
I think, you're pretending to be single because you're gonna win a single contest for a hairless cat.
Yeah, radio stations always do shit like this.
Yes, I know. Like the way that this person writes, they don't strike me as an English as a second language person. I think that's just their weird way of talking.
Well, I respect it.
My boyfriend. Oh, sorry. I don't even know why I have to ask because I know the answer. But guys, help!
I feel like they're writing right to us.
They are.
My boyfriend has a friend that's a female on Instagram.
Oh.
And that wants to rehome her Sphinx cat. I always wanted one, and I am super excited. But she doesn't know he has a girlfriend.
Why doesn't his friend on Instagram know he has one?
Well, she's gonna give more info.
He doesn't post me on Instagram, and I don't want to be the girlfriend that gets mad over social media. I hardly post him as well. But he wants to go pick this cat up without me because he's afraid she will charge him or change her mind about letting him adopt that cat if she finds out he has a girlfriend. I told him that's ridiculous because she's already agreed for free. So it shouldn't matter if I come or not. He thinks he should just go. So it doesn't get weird. I don't understand this at all.
This is very weird.
It's actually baffling.
That's weird, right? Kind of sus, right? I don't want to go with him. I don't want to go and him just be mad that I'm there. I don't want to go and him just be mad that I'm there.
Okay, the syntax is a lot is like, again, I'm saying it doesn't come across as like English as a second language, but just like the way that people just like write the way they talk, it's like it doesn't come across the same way.
Google's like, I don't know, man, this grammar's fucked. I don't know.
Google is extremely underlining a lot of things.
I don't know, man. Any advice? Update. We broke up. Even though the cat was legitimately sick, he was still insisting on going solo when the cat was better. What? Now he doesn't have to pretend. Now he doesn't have to pretend.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for the positive and even not so nice things. Knocked me back into reality for sure.
So, okay, so there's more info in the person, like, in their comments. Like, this is, I still feel like I don't understand what was going on here.
I'm so confused.
One, like, anytime someone says female, like, a noun, like, I don't remember, this is just, like, a joke that's been online of, like, when someone says female like that, just think of a Ferengi from Star Trek saying it, females, like, so it always comes across, like, really weird. But I think that this Instagram person, I think their Sphinx cat was sick, and they couldn't afford it,
What was happening?
I don't know, but something about cat being sick, but she thinks, like, I just don't understand what's going on here.
So, yeah, like, there's some light red flags, I guess, but one could see if one is on one, right? Like, oh, what I'm doing right now is foolish, but also it's not a big deal to just be weird for a second, right? A lot of times. But then again, the fear, obviously, and I think, like, what the general vibe of this question is, right? Like, oh, he's trying to get back with this girl. And he doesn't want her to know that he's dating someone. So yeah. He wants to be able to turn on that flirt vibes or something.
Oh, so you think he knows this person? That has a Sphinx cat. Because, see, my impression was just that it was just, like, a random person on Instagram.
He has a friend that's a female.
Okay. I kind of miss. I mean, I guess also, but people talk about, like, friends online in weird
ways.
Is this
a parasocial?
That's the question is, like, how well do you know? Like, obviously, like, if you like, shoot a tweet at, let's see, female celebrity, I don't know.
Britney Spears.
Cameron Diaz.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're not going to be like, hey, Cameron, oh, by the way, I have a girlfriend. Like, what were your thoughts on doing this movie? Like that's like,
hey,
not
real
come
quick
up.
Cameron, I have a girlfriend, so no funny business.
Okay,
but
promise?
If you're like actively like talking to somebody and you consider them a friend, like, and hiding your relationship status, like, that's a pretty big flag right there.
Yeah, well, and okay, can we explore just a moment, because there's like that base level stuff, but then let us dig deeper, because the whole thing is this guy thinks that the girl won't give him the cat if he brings his girlfriend with her. And yeah, that she's more likely to give him the cat if he comes alone.
He thinks pretty highly of himself, huh?
Like, what?
What? Well, like, so it's not that he's like, yeah, the logic is bizarre, right? Like,
it's
what?
It's truly baffling.
What about having a girlfriend would make either the person want to charge him or not give him
Oh my god.
Yes, because that's the other reason. It's not
charge
just
him is so weird. Oh, you got a girlfriend? That would be $180 now.
Give me that. Huh? Give me that.
You know, maybe the giving of gifts, parentheses, cats is their love language.
Cats, parentheses, Sphinx.
We'd probably be in brackets by that point.
You
know, maybe that's the case. I really just think this guy, you know, assumes that everyone wants to get in his pants. So,
he's trying to keep his options open when he goes and visits Sphinx Girl.
Yeah, like, I think in his mind, he doesn't want to let, like, the barista at Starbucks know he has a girlfriend just in case that barista wants to give him, you know, a free upgrade or some shit like that.
Right.
But
I went ahead and made it
probably the
venti.
Opposite.
Is a venti big?
No.
What's the
Well, yeah, it's big. Is it the biggest?
It's not the Trenta is the really big
one. Hell, that's what you need. That's the jug.
That's the one that can fit like a whole bottle of wine in it.
Hell yeah, baby.
I'm like the only person that like gets mad when like I'm ordering something and they give me more. Like at the ice cream shop, I'm like, give me the small, and they like, we went to this ice cream shop and they put like, I was like, one scoop please, and they put one scoop on and then like another tiny scoop and then another tiny. Like, how's that one scoop? I gotta eat it. I'm not gonna throw it away.
Right. And I'm gonna tummy it. Thanks. You just gave me a tummy ache.
Yeah. This is on you.
That's a great point, Nick, and I want to talk about this. I think one scoop. I think it probably just means visible scoop. So depending on your cone size, I bet back in the day it was literally like, all right, here's one scoop.
One from the ice cream scooper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One mound of ice cream.
My lore now is that it makes no sense. Why is it one scoop? It's clearly three.
You could just call it
a serving.
Small, large, whatever.
Yeah.
It was advertised as one scoop.
Or like spell it with two U's.
Scoop.
It's like a different measurement. It's pissed me off.
I know you guys aren't saying this, but talking about getting more than you asked for is making me feel like what's going to happen is he's going to get there and get two Sphinx cats.
Yeah.
And they're always staring at
you. They hate each other. Oh, God.
And they hate you
Good
even
luck.
More.
You know, it's not very interesting, but I still want to talk about getting too much. Did you know that, we don't go to fast food often because it's hard to do so in Boston.
Yeah,
did you know
life.
They'll just give you a bigger soda for the same price? Like, it's just like, soda costs this much money. We don't give a fuck at how big a size. And then they're what size do you want? I'm like, I don't know, medium? And like, large is just as much. Like, I don't want that.
I don't want that much soda.
It's going to get a tummy ache. I'll be up all night.
Soda costs them like 5 cents no matter what the size of it is.
Yeah, because they get those syrups to make it.
Yeah, man. Yep. Is that so crazy?
You ever, you
they're
guys
not
ever
selling
go
them
for
the
that.
Soda. Wow.
Here we go for that soda syrup raw.
Oh, man, kind of. No.
It's not good.
Yeah, you got to go, give me my soda raw, baby.
Oh, no. Not a... highly concentrated soda.
Isn't that a Nick, isn't that a Simpsons episode?
Yeah, they get the raw squishy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they trip balls.
I think that's why I wanted to try it when I worked at the restaurant, and you get the big bags of the syrup, and I was like, I'm just gonna go ahead and take a hit off of the bag, like after it was like we were removing it, so there's just the dregs left, and I took a little.
Oh, you gotta get the fresh stuff. That's your. Oh,
I took a little tasty taste, and it's just like gross. It's like drinking like thick maple syrup, but it's
that sounds good. Maple syrup, but with extreme orange blast flavor.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm still reading through this woman.
There's a lot of comments.
There's a lot of comments on this.
I mean, okay, like, so if we're just going to be, like, very on the nose about it, like, he obviously likes this girl, and he's his logic for why she can't come is just flawed because...
Yeah. Yeah, he's just making up the reason. He just wants to see this girl without his girlfriend
there. He's either cheating or wants to be cheating.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta keep your options open, and I think we all agree that. You always gotta keep your options open.
I mean, what if this hot girl with a sick sphinx cat wants to date you?
Hot singles in your area with the sickest cats.
Okay, but also... this guy, I don't think this guy is very smart, and he's really not thinking this through, because he's adopting this cat, and if he thinks he's going to get with this girl, she's giving this cat away, and he's got the cat now. So, like, she's not going to want to get with him if he's got the cat that she's trying to give away.
Dudes will literally adopt a sick cat rather than go to therapy.
Yeah, because she mentions, too, like, hold on, where did it go? Because she was talking about something about, like, the second that... the guy mentioned bringing the cat, and the cat was sick, and it's like, I don't understand the webs of, like, deceit going on.
And doesn't the current girl, like, didn't the question say that the current girlfriend's always wanted the sphinx cat, not him? That's so weird.
So, side note, when she found out I was coming, the cat, quote-unquote, is sick and needs to go to the vet on Wednesday. He blamed it on me, like,
wait a second. Wait a second.
He told her that the girlfriend was coming.
Yeah, so I guess she did.
She insisted on going, and he was like, "Oh, the cat's sick now."
I think he's saying that when he told the girl who currently owns the cat that his girlfriend is coming, she's like, "Well, the cat is sick."
Think happened is the girlfriend. He was like, "Okay, I'll tell her you're coming."
Right,
and then he just told her
that,
"Oh, never mind, the cat's sick now."
Oh, and the only time she can meet up is looks at calendar that day that you have your eye doctor's appointment.
At the exact same time. Only time she's free. That makes a lot more sense. Because I don't think the girl with the cat
gives a fuck.
I don't think she's aware at all. Like, I don't think she, like, wants to date this dude in any way.
She just wants to unload this cat.
She just wants to unload this sickly cat.
She just wants to unload this gremlin-like, naked, sickly cat.
They were saying that you have to wash them once a week.
Yeah, they don't. Sphinx cats have like special care.
They're like the
They're kind of stinky and stuff.
Really?
They don't, because they don't have hair. They're like, they get all oily and weird. I know.
My friend's family had sphinx, like at least one sphinx cat that I remember. They're kind of cute after a
while. I think they are cute, feel like the way they... I don't know if I would want to feel their skin on my skin. I just feel like it'd be very clammy.
It's not clammy. They're like little hot water bottles.
Oh, really?
One of Carly's friends has one, one of her Canadian friends. And it's like... I don't know if their like body temperature needs to be higher because they don't have fur or something, but they're like little... they're little warm...
I'm always thinking, like, if I had a sphinx cat, like, I'd want to put it into sweaters.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got it.
Gotta put them in
a sweater. How adorable would that be?
Yeah, that'd be so cute. Little sailor and outfit.
But, like, putting a sweater on, like, a haired cat doesn't make a lot of sense because you're like, now you're, like, messing with them. But if the sphinx cat's cold, you put a little sweater on.
You gotta. That you got a little crochet on them. They love it.
They love it.
They love it. Okay, now I actually my mind has been changed. Now I want to hold a Sphinx cat. Now that Michael has said it's like a hot water bottle, I would like to hold one.
I will touch it.
I
want to put it on my back when my back hurts.
Tim, I actually saw someone posting a Sphinx cat on Instagram, but you can't come with me to go get it. Okay, because I don't think they'll give it to me, and I want one now.
They'll charge me.
Yeah, you guys want to talk about next question?
Okay.
Because if I keep thinking about this Sphinx cat, I'm going to really want one.
And we don't need to give them advice because they already handled it themselves.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah, they broke up. Congrats. Good
job. They took what our advice would have been.
Yes,
any,
they did.
Any advice on relationship advices? Yeah, you guys got to break up.
Yeah, especially from relationship
advice. Underscore advice.
Yeah, that is the hot mess of the relationship.
That's
advice
the one that will tell women they're being too emotional.
Yes, it really will.
Okay, let's do the next question. Just happened. That's an exclamation point. Saw my boyfriend in two places at once? Question mark. What could this be?
What the fuck?
This is our paranormal.
Okay. You know it, baby.
Honestly,
normally this stuff on our paranormal, I'm like, that's dumb. It's obviously this. This one, I'm like, okay, really? I actually don't know how this happened.
Well, this one started off very, very stupid, so I'm excited.
Yeah.
Before we get into it, are you all aware of the SNL Digital Doppelganger short?
Oh, yes. I don't know which one to shoot.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the audience, Phil, what is it? Surrogate here. Nicholas, I do not know.
It's like a really old one, right?
Yeah, it's pretty old. It's the Andy Samberg days of SNL, and it's like three coworkers are sitting on a bench eating lunch in New York, and like...
Okay, I do know what this is.
And they're all like... they're pointing out the like people that look like them.
And they're picking people that like don't look like them at all.
Or they do look like them, but they have like one weird quirk.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So
it's
Seth Meyers, Will Forte, and Andy Samberg. And like the Seth Meyers one, it's like, you know, it's like they're like, oh, that guy looks like you, Seth. And it's like just Seth like in a top hat.
Right.
And the Will Forte one is just like him with like a mustache or you know, something like that. And then the Andy Samberg one is like, oh, that guy looks like you, and it's
Horatio Sanz.
It's like a completely different person.
Yeah. And he's like, what, this guy? And the basic gist is then Andy stands next to him and they're like, I don't know which one to shoot.
it's a good sketch, you guys.
It's
you
funny.
SNL doppelganger.
I know
shit.
Nick described it really good, but you still
but
worth
it's
watching.
Funny and worth watching.
Go
no
look
joke.
It up on SNL's website or YouTube.
SNL.com/doppelganger.
If that works, that would roll.
Okay. I'll start off by saying I'm not a paranormal person, so all of this is kind of out of my comfort zone. I just joined this community because the strangest thing happened to me, and I'm curious what you all think of this. It was genuinely freaky and weird. I was coming home from getting coffee with a friend at 10 a.m. this morning. I was texting my boyfriend, who I live with, that I was returning. He texted me that he had just left the house. As I rounded the corner to my empty block, I saw him down the street and texted him to hold on. He turned around, blew me a bunch of kisses, and waved at me the way he does.
Wait, you know that way he does.
You know how whenever you see your boyfriend, you go.
That's funny.
He turned around and I looked down at my phone to call him since he was just out of earshot, and I wanted him to wait for me. I dialed his number, and when I looked up again, he was gone. He picked up and I asked him where he went. He said he was in our backyard, which was impossible since I was standing right next to our house and he was down the street. He thought I was joking, and I asked him if he was wearing his blue shirt and green pants. He said yes, but I've been in the backyard getting my bike. Out he walked from our backyard to the front of the apartment building, looking exactly like the person I saw down the block, who also looked exactly like him, dressed like him, and acted like him. Obviously, my logical mind says that this is just a really, really weird coincidence with a very friendly stranger who looked just like my boyfriend. But why would this stranger turn around when I texted him and wave at me and blow me kisses? There was no one else down the street behind me either. Any theories on what you all think this could be?
What the fuck?
So if this happened exactly as she's saying, legitimately, what happened? Because let's think about the options. The options of things that could have caused this to happen if this is the way that it happened. It's just a random stranger blowing her kisses down the street who's dressed in the same colors as her boyfriend and looks like her boyfriend and is on her street.
I wonder if she, like, did the blowing kisses thing at the stranger and he was...
And then the stranger blew kisses back!
Maybe she was hallucinating.
That's true.
I mean, I almost... I'm like, the only thing that I could think of... It's like she had, like, a very, like, realistic, like, brain, like, thinking about C. I don't know. Like, she zoned out and thought about doing it or something.
Went into,
like,
a fugue state. I loved her boyfriend.
I truly am looking for answers on this one because I do tend, I think, a little bit more than, like, let's say Tim, to believe a supernatural thing a little bit. Mm-hmm. And, like, I try to be a skeptical person, but, like...
It was in two places.
What the fuck, bro?
She took a lot of mushrooms.
Right, yeah, they put mushrooms in the coffee.
I think it's like a time paradox thing.
In the comments, one commenter says, it's called bilocation. It happens. I read another account of it on Reddit, but can't find it. I was going to use it in a book I'm writing. It had two witnesses of the bilocation. I have read about it before.
It's happened twice. It's funny.
This happened, but I don't remember where someone was talking about it.
And I can't find the proof.
But either. I read about it before. Thank you. Thank you, Reddit commenter.
Our paranormal rocks.
It's so good.
Her boyfriend could be gaslighting her.
Yep.
Ooh, now that's a fun one right
there. That's a fun one.
I mean, it's just, you know, if you think about it, he's really sort of just enriching her life by gaslighting her.
Right? Yeah, that's true.
He's giving her something interesting to think about. I don't know. I think it's a generally positive thing.
So, another option that I'm seeing in the comments is this is a mimic.
Oh, fuck.
So...
Could be a mimic.
Oh, fuck.
What if it's... Okay.
Pod person? What about a pod person?
Maybe an alien? Maybe this is an alien who's taking on a human form to be Trixie? Sure,
but don't... Like, there's a type of white guy, and they all dress the same. It's like, what was he wearing?
That is true.
Salmon-colored pants and a polo shirt. It's like, oh, you just described everyone.
I see.
He was wearing a graphic tee that combined three elements of three different popular television shows together.
Yeah, it was Snoopy smoking a blunt. It's like,
well, that's a different kind of guy.
Yeah.
What about a single female situation?
I've never seen that film. Would you like to describe
Michael, can you please tell us?
Yeah, sure. So, basically, there's another guy out there who just, he thinks that boyfriend, his life is so good that he just wants to fully replace.
Dude, this sounds, there are 75 Lifetime movies with this plot. I want to watch all of them.
Right, yeah, I mean, the stalker, real fun way to think about it. Like, you know, he wants to replace... And live with you and blow you kisses.
And he just got a little thrill out of you blowing him the kisses.
What a lucky little day
and
for this
person. He blew the kisses back. Wow. Or again, I want to go back to the... So,
mimic?
So you're saying it could be like a person doing this, but what if it's a mimic or an otherwise supernatural creature who is also in love with you who wants to replace your boyfriend? Now, that's a horror movie plot
Two boyfriends.
Isn't that kind of the plot of Annihilation?
Huh?
Annihilation. Her dude comes back, but he's not. It's not him.
I wouldn't say it's the plot.
It's not the plot. It's an element of the plot.
Yeah.
That he shows back up and it's not him.
Right.
So,
what if the boyfriend in the backyard is the fake boyfriend?
No, that's the fear. And he's stealing the bike. Ooh. And also, it's weird. My boyfriend in the back who was bringing out the bike looked nothing like my boyfriend. Nor did he answer texts.
But he had his bike and he was in my backyard.
Dude just stealing the bike. Like, huh.
He's touching
bike.
like when you go to like a nerd convention, we all kind of look alike in general, and I feel like I see Michael all the time at PAX. And I'm always waving and blowing kisses at Michael, and then they like turn around or I get closer and it's not Michael, but they always wave and do kisses back. So
sorry. More. Okay. I'm just scrolling through the comments here. Someone asks, "Wait, you said you saw him down the street and then texted him. So does your boyfriend that was at home have the same text you sent him at the time?" And OP says, "Yes, he does."
Oh, fuck.
So he did get the text, which does make kind of sense because, like, he's like, "Oh, like, you're close to home, like, blah, blah, blah." Like, they're texting, like, what? His scenario in the backyard still kind of, like, makes sense.
I bet if this is just a different dude and motherfuckers are always looking at their phone, he looks up and sees this chick blowing him kisses and he did it back as a joke.
Somebody waves at me, I will wave, like,
but you know,
like, I'll be like, I probably should know this person. This person knows me. I'm in the wrong here. I'm going to wave at them.
Okay, but
and
Michael,
mimic whatever they're doing. So what? I can see
if they blew you kisses. Why does that feel like an
I think you should leave skit?
It does. Dude, yes, this is a Lifetime movie. This is an I think you should leave sketch. Like, yeah, the whole thing of like.
I feel like Eric Andre did a thing with this where like he's like. Copy. I haven't watched the program, but I watch a lot of clips of it.
I feel like we're doing a lot of like, well, I haven't really watched this. I'm going to explain this to you.
Right. I also think it's a Meet Joe Black. I do not know what the plot of that movie is.
Well, the main thing is I think he gets hit with a car at one point.
What? Spoiler.
It's a spoiler. I'm sorry. I think he dies.
No.
Yeah, I think Brett dies.
I think he leaves on a boat.
Who's Joe Black? Is Joe Black the angel one?
I don't, you know.
I thought it was Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, you don't really know a lot about things, it turns out. Other people in the comments are suggesting that this could be a glitch in the Matrix.
Well, we're not in the Matrix.
Oh. No.
Are you sure?
It's more likely that we are in the Matrix that we aren't in the Matrix.
That's okay. Yeah, I didn't think about it that way.
I'm thinking of a different movie. I don't know what this is.
Are you thinking about the Ape film?
No.
Are you thinking about Jumper?
Oh, now that's a movie.
Nick's always thinking about Jumper. I bet Nick likes Jumper more than anyone.
Okay, first of all, it's a good film.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, the concept of there being a twin is funny.
What the fuck am I thinking
And
of?
This girl's going to get dicked down by two of her boyfriends, and that rocks. But then again, what if it's a Mr. Manhattan situation? You're getting dicked down by eight of your boyfriends, but then you see that your boyfriend's playing Grand Theft Auto in the living room. And then you get sad.
Well, it's just one version of it.
Well, you're just like... Yeah.
How many boyfriends do you need?
Yes.
Yeah, let one of them play video games.
Spectre, you were being very selfish.
I'm just saying. Doesn't make any sense. He is paying attention to you. He just also is playing video games. He's Dr. Manhattan.
He can do whatever he wants.
He can do whatever he wants. Get over it. There's my Watchmen opinion for the day. I just think that usually on our paranormal, the things I'm like, well, this is obviously like, there's some easy explanation for it. And I don't think this one has it. And it makes me be like, shit.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, because one assumes that folks are generally rational, and especially because this person is like, you know, I'm not really this type of person, but I'm really confused about this.
Because, like, if this happened to you.
What if it's like a big mirror over there?
Oh, fuck.
He's waving from the backyard.
What if it's swamp gas?
It's always like refraction.
Would like to have something so fucked up happen to me that I'm like, I have to go to our paranormal. Nothing else makes sense.
Yeah.
You say that now, but you're going to have so much tears streaming down your face when you realize this is the only place you can go.
Michael, that's how you get ghosts in your house, man. You're asking for ghosts to come to your house.
I'm daring them.
I had a fucking, the freakiest thing that happened to me. Like, I was driving, and it was, like, 4 in the morning. I was, like, driving back to school, and, like, this truck was like, really
stormy.
It was really dark. There's no, like, street lights, and, like, there's just, like, these, like, red lights floating, and I was like, what the fuck are they? And, like, because it was so dark, and it was so far in front of me, like, it was a truck. But, like, I just, like, was staring at it for a while and then, like, just, like, following it. And it, like, really freaked me out. And then I, like, got off on the wrong exit because I was just following the lights.
And it was 4 a.m.
And then I, like, finally got, like, close enough and I was like, Oh, it's a fucking truck. Okay.
Because this is the thing. Like, if there's, like, a reasonable... I understand. There's a lot of, like, alien, like, sighting things. So there's a podcast called... I think it's called Close Encounters that mm-hmm. I was listening to. That was about these, like, UFO sightings. But they, like, dug in really deep to be like, okay, what could have actually been happening here? And they, like, have the people tell those stories. Like, it does, like, okay, like, this seems like a thing that really happened. But then they, like, explain why they perceived that in that way. It was like, oh, it was, like... you know, lights from this thing, like, bouncing off, blah, blah, blah. So there's often, like, logical explanations for things. Like, mm-hmm. the people are right. not trying to, like, make up a story. They really did see something weird, but there was a reason behind it. I just don't know what the reason behind this one is.
The thing
and
is...
And I would love, like, if someone has, like, a actual, like, plausible explanation that's not just,
I think it's just
a different random person blowing you kisses down the street.
I think she blew him kisses.
And he blew her kisses back?
Yeah,
crazy.
If somebody blows you kisses, you blow them back.
If someone blew kisses at me on the street, I would not blow kisses back. Like, I didn't like, know them.
This
you
is don't, a dude thing.
It's if you just accept the kisses, that's like saying something. But if you say, no, thank you, I'm going to blow these back at you, like, that's saying, I do not want these.
Like, I'm already in a relationship with a beautiful woman with a Sphinx cat, and I am returning these kisses.
Or you catch the kisses with your hand, and you put them in your pocket for later.
That's true.
When you need a little pick me up.
Do we know this guy's a white guy, or are we assuming he's a
I'm
white
assuming.
Guy?
Okay.
I just am assuming.
Because, you know, like, someone blows you kisses, like, if you're a white guy, we don't have anything to worry about.
So maybe that is because in my brain...
I'm being flirted with.
Because yes. in my brain, yeah. I'm thinking of a scenario where a dude blows me kisses in the street. Yeah, I would, like, immediately turn around and walk the other direction.
Completely opposite
like,
situation.
No, thank you.
No, that's yeah, like... Yeah. I was like, oh.
But if you were a dude and a girl blew you kisses. There. Okay, yeah. All right, fair enough. That makes sense to me. I think in my mind, I'm like, that's crazy.
If a girl blew me kisses in the street, I would immediately think she was making fun of me. And I'd be like, fuck you.
Are you making fun of me?
Yeah, I love the idea of someone blows kisses at Nick and she sees him just start crying.
It's really hurtful. And she's like, what? She's trying to blow kisses.
That wasn't my intent.
I do like this world, though, where in my mind, like, doing this was so crazy that I was like, this must be supernatural because nobody would do this.
Yeah.
But turns out, I guess they would.
Yeah.
I mean, want
but they
to believe.
They had the same color clothes on. That's also weird.
I mean, maybe. I want to believe, but I do feel like our paranormal is just a lot of people making up shit. And the problem with that is, like, I want you to make up shit that, like, could have an explanation that we could do.
It's by location.
I think it's a mimic.
It's a thing.
Guys, I want to believe. I want to believe in this mimic.
I just think,
glitch of the Matrix.
I just think if you look out around, you'll see that people dress similarly.
I think you guys are going to feel really foolish in the future when we find out there's different timelines.
Oh, fuck.
And have we not been watching the show Loki,
where
there's multiple of him?
Whoa.
Maybe there was a variant. He got
Whoa.
There.
Okay.
A variant.
All right, I apologize.
Could be a variant.
Jennifer, are you reading this next one? Is that why there's no name next to it?
I was going to have you read it.
I can do it.
I forgot to put your name on it, Tim. Hey. I'm so sorry. Please do. This one made me laugh a lot. It's a little longer.
How to deal with a bad storyteller / energy vampire. Does anyone have any real advice on how to deal with someone who derails conversations by interjecting with mundane and irrelevant stories?
I wanted to say
real quick, I had a story that I needed to
tell. Please do.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this is podcasting. What are you saying, Jennifer?
I feel like the answers to this question could be hurtful to me.
Oh, yeah.
So I am really setting myself up to step on this rake right now.
Hey, you're getting better. It's
being a good conversationist and, like, learning how to listen and, like, not just, like, be thinking about, like, oh, I want to say this is hard. It's hard for me.
It's a skill. It really is legitimately a skill. To be able to have, because this is the thing that's hard. Sorry, we haven't even gotten into the question yet. But, like, people apparently get upset if they tell a story and then you're like, oh, a similar thing happened to me. They're like, you're making it about you. I'm like, but I'm sharing my experience with you.
Yeah.
And I would feel that way, but I guess other people don't. So all I'm saying is talking is hard.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Feelings are bad and people shouldn't.
This is why I stay in my home and watch Lifetime.
That's so true.
Yeah, my brain is just like, oh, I want to talk about something more interesting, so I'm just going to go right to this topic.
This is boring.
This is boring. I don't give a fuck about you.
Sorry, one more thing before we get deep into it. I did actually edit this down. There was like even more stuff in it. Yeah. I cut it down because it was long. So right. Anyway.
My 32 female retired stepdad, 67 male, has become increasingly hard to cope with, and I dread seeing him.
Oh, that's
he
sad.
Is always complaining.
Oh, stepdad. It's not that sad.
Who cares about stepdad?
And it's such a drain on everyone's energy that even brief encounters with him leave me feeling like, what just happened? I don't know how to speak up, and I don't want to be utterly disrespectful. I'll include some examples to hopefully convey the vibe I'm dealing with. Christmas Eve! I spent 15 minutes telling the room...
No, he spent.
Christmas Eve. Spent 15 minutes telling the room how he drove to Costco. As in which roads he took, in which way he turned out of the parking lot. That rocks.
No comment.
Okay, that rules.
Okay, this is something I do, but I'm doing it as a trolling.
You're doing it as a bit.
As I said, yeah. Will tell me very irrelevant, trivial details about the relatives of people he meets, such as his business colleague's sister, who apparently lives an hour north, and has an appointment in the city on Tuesday. Details I do not need to know, and will never need to know.
That's just fucking good.
Yeah, this is just Nick.
This is the thing. I do think it's hilarious when people do this.
Yeah, this is like some grandma shit. Like,
it's extremely some grandma / mom shit.
Yeah, like,
but also stepdad shit.
Like when my grandma would ask a person in the grocery store a question and just use my first name. Like, Tim wants to know where the bananas are.
Who's Tim?
Like, huh?
I like whenever I find out, like, somebody talks about, like, oh, I know, or like, I live here, or I have a friend here, I go, oh, I have a friend there. Do you know them? I love doing that.
Nick loves doing bits on people and they don't know. It's real.
It's fun. Constantly references news he gets on Facebook and has no filter. Talks endlessly about his online CBD peddling business, which has probably cost him more than he's earned from it. Mind you, he is retired and does not need to work. We'll actually read off the phone numbers of spam callers as if announcing he's received a spam call is an interesting topic for conversation.
Can you imagine him every time you got a spam call, you're like...
314.
314. So, Tim, the way you talked just then... I'm grateful for it because this is literally just Bob Duca from Comedy Bang Bang.
This is an Ohio area code right here. I wonder what.
can you just like? I can just so clearly see this guy in my head.
Glenn, my meat monger, his aunt lives 2 hours outside of Ohio.
This also might be all.
I don't
all
think it's her though.
This might be all my family also.
That's true. I have always struggled with him, and I've tried many times over the years to connect, but once he was complaining so incessantly and giving us such negative vibes that I had to ask him to leave my apartment. Please know I have tried being upfront, and it seems to have no lasting effect. At this point, I don't know if he's mildly senile or if he's just clueless. I don't want to be disrespectful to him in his home, so I usually just shut down when he starts going on about irrelevant mundane things. This is not helped at all by the fact that my mom feels the same way I do, but she actively enables his behavior. Hell yeah! So if I were to say something at the moment, it would be weird for everyone in the room. How do I regain control of my experience in my mom's home? And how do I set a new precedent when my stepdad constantly derails and interrupts? TLDR, stepdad constantly derails conversations I'm having with my mom. Not sure how to set proper boundaries without alienating him in his own home.
Oh, that's rough.
Honestly, this dude rocks. I'm sorry.
When you're a natural orator...
When you naturally have the presence to be able to completely narrate your drive to Costco and back, like...
This has no comments and zero upvotes.
Did that get posted somewhere else? Because I saw this.
Hmm. My car was bad and broken, and so I had to take it to the shop. And this has happened the same time that Carly went to Canada, mm-hmm. and so mm-hmm. I had to get an Uber.
Oh,
that's Uber. The worst.
And.
I know where you're going.
Apparently, this guy has dropped the CBD stuff and has moved on.
Uber driver. He's an Uber driver now.
This fucking Uber driver gave me every detail of the Uber business and how he was going to start his own fleet and how he was at this
amazing idea that he brought to the local university about what if you had a car park with an electric, because he was also like wicked into electric vehicles.
Oh,
and
man.
He just went on and on and on. And it was like, wow, you are truly just talking at me about your thing. Like, this is not a good conversation.
I would let that person know if you're in this situation again. It's like, you know, telling people about your ideas gives you the same satisfaction as actually doing it. So you shouldn't do that. You should do the idea, not talk about it until
it's done.
Interesting. Interesting.
Damn. I never thought of it that way.
I feel like a person, there's like such a type of person who loves to have a captive audience for things like this.
Yeah, like fucking narcissists, like with podcasts and stuff.
Who would just hold people captive while they're talking for hours? Keep it talking. Sorry, I got distracted because things are happening. I don't remember
what I was going to say now. People that have a captive audience.
People love having a captive audience. People love when people listen to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just...
I mean, I do this, but I'm interesting, so it's nice.
But I do... I see the, like, thing... Like, I think there are people who are external processors, and I think that's a little bit of where this comes from. Mm. Like, I'm going to do this and this and this and this and this, and it's like, why are you saying this out loud? I'm like, I don't know! I just need to say it out loud!
There are some charitable ways to talk about this a little bit, where it's like, oh, some people don't like silence. Oh, like you said, external processors. Oh, they don't know typical conversation methods, right? So it's like, okay, they're just trying to keep up with what's being talked about, and they don't really know how, and but they don't want to be included, and they don't have any self-like introspection. So they just start meandering and talking about shit, and everyone's like, okay.
Okay, I know what I was where my brain was going with this. The thing is with a person like this is – There's a gift in a kind of person like this, mm-hmm. because you just need to find the topic of interest that you both share.
Yeah.
And you just got to get them talking about that thing. Slash, you can do this to them. Like, these people are just talking all the time. You just take over the conversation and start talking about whatever you feel like talking about.
You just double down on the mundane details.
Yeah, I in the past worked with a person that did this kind of thing, would come to my desk and talk at me, and he used to drive me fucking crazy because I'm like, I'm trying to work. But then I realized that this same person, you can be more blunt with them. You can be like, hey, I need to work, so I'm going to put my headphones back on right now. Or just like start talking about whatever thing I wanted to talk about.
Is this Costco story going anywhere besides Costco?
But see, that's the thing. If he's talking about like directions to Costco, you can just start being like, man, I love Costco. I love the cheap vodkas they've got there. And I love the roast chickens. And just start talking about something else that's interesting.
Right.
About
if you're going to get cheese ball, you might as well get the 55 gallon drum. All right.
Exactly. If he starts talking about CBD, you know, you start being like, can I have some?
Can I have some? Do you need an employee? Let's get fucked up. Have you heard of Crotum? Crotum. I don't know how to say it right.
Crotum? I have no idea. I'm
confused by it. It is pretty cool that the 67-year-old is like, I'm going to get into CBD.
Yeah.
It's times are changing.
Right. Like, when I was last down in Florida, there was, like, tons of CBD places. I'm like, hell yeah, you guys are
weird. Everywhere.
I don't know anything about CBD. It's not hallucinogenic, mm-hmm. right? It's just,
no,
like...
No, it's just supposed to chill you out.
Yeah, it's chill zone. We've done ads for it for another podcast, and so we've taken it. It's like, yeah, it's chill zone.
I don't really feel like it makes me chill zone, but it doesn't do anything bad.
No, we don't do another podcast. There's only one. yeah, you know, this is the worst because it's like extremely normal, right? Being trapped with someone that just isn't aware of how to chat. There's no good way to do it. It's very much in the there's nothing you can do, nothing will ever change zone.
You have to treat it like it's funny, because honestly it is pretty funny.
Right. The thing is, like, if this person was self-aware of what they were doing, it's the funniest shit to me.
right.
Yeah, just like holding like a whole room captive as you talk about.
It's like what I've described before. I enjoy enabling Nick when Nick's doing bits that people don't understand, and then watching the other people squirm. It's fun. But you know, so a lot of times it's worse for you because of social anxiety, right? Like, you're freaking out and it's come pounding on you freaking out.
Yes.
But that's why the good Lord invented phone. So you feel like you have to, like, freaking ask him, like, oh, wow, you turned left? Why'd you make that choice? Like, oh. But you don't. Motherfucker just wants, like, he might get pissed because, you know, some older dudes do that, you know.
Yeah, okay, but, like, yeah, if he gets mad at you, then that's a whole different issue. Yeah. But I don't know, like, the vibe that I get is he just likes to talk. So yeah. I think you just need to be able, like, yeah.
Yeah, and it, like, definitely sounds like, okay, there's three other people in the room, and they're talking about just, like, you know, light, not, like, anything of consequence about going to Costco and stuff. And then it's like, all right, motherfucker, strap in. Here's 15 minutes of how I got to Costco.
He's like the people that make the huge tweet threads. But it's about,
like, you just tweeted the same thing 13 times.
Wow. And it has one fab. Yeah. It's from a bot.
I love it.
I do feel like we have referenced so many different, like, niche, like, because, again, like, all I can think of while reading this is that this is literally just Bob Duca from Comedy Bang Bang, who is, who in the world of Comedy Bang Bang, is a man that Scott's mom was married to for 2 months and calls himself Scott's stepdad, and he has many illnesses that he likes to talk about.
Right.
If you just look up Bob Duca's illness, like, Bob Duca on YouTube.
It's good. But you know what? That's where real comedy comes from, is the small little foibles that we call life, right?
Oh, that's so true. And that's why I think you should leave. It so funny.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on this?
I don't think so. I wish
slightly depressed by it.
I wish this man the best with his CBD business.
He could actually be senile.
I think it was...
My grandpa just talks about the war over and over.
Jesus Christ.
Damn.
I'm trying to remember what it was, if it was Back to the Future. I think it was Back to the Future. have y'all seen the Netflix documentary series, like The Movies That Made Us?
Mm-mm. No. Nope. I've been meaning to, mostly because of the toys.
Yeah, there's The Toys That Made Us, and then now there's The Movies That Made Us, and there's a new season that just came out. I think it was the Back to the Future one, where basically they wanted to change the title, and like some studio exec, like, sent a memo, like, I want to change the title to, like, The Man from Pluto or something. Uh-huh. Something dumb like that for Back to the Future. And they were like, I think he's serious. I think, and they were like, they really wanted to change the title of that. So how they solved it was basically like, they wrote a memo back saying, haha, that's a really good one. Keep them coming. Like, we thought
they're just like treated it as a joke.
Yeah, like, and... oh, that was really funny. You know, keep these good goofs coming. And then, like they never heard about it again.
Damn, I mean, that is one way to shut it down, for sure.
I guess you could absolutely dog on your stepdad.
Oh, I'd be like, right, you're so funny.
That,
like,
well, now you're so the funny alpha.
Yeah, like, oh, man, that's a good bit.
I can't believe you'd think that story was interesting. That's hilarious.
That makes me sad, though. I think his feelings would be hurt. Am I just identifying too much with the stepdad who rambles about things?
It's okay, Jennifer. It's not your fault.
Oh, stepdad Frank, you gotta tell that Costco story to my
friend. Oh, my God.
I love the Costco story.
Yeah, so like, your husband. Greg, come in.
Come here, tell the Costco story.
Bob, you gotta tell it again. Okay. And you know the second time is gonna be 20 minutes instead of 15.
And you know that light isn't long enough and it backs up and, you know. But,
if you go exactly 43 miles an hour.
It already cycled twice. And I was like, this time I'm getting through. I don't care if I'm standing up in the middle of the intersection. I'm getting through.
I like it.
I think that's the perfect way to deal with this. I am really tickled thinking about just treating all of these boring stories like they're super interesting and good.
Well, you know what? Now that I'm kind of thinking about it, it kind of has transferred from, you know, this is a joke, but I really do feel like this helped me a lot when I was around college age. Is a friend of mine, he pretty much would just kind of make a bit out of everything, and while in the broad scope of things it's kind of depressing and weird and odd how you know treating people like this, but also it basically removed 1000% of the social anxiety, and weirdly people didn't know it was a bit, so he would make that each individual like service worker's day, because he was always very nice about it, and quote unquote faux interested. But I also think he did have a slight fascination with, like, humans. So
that's how I am. Because I honestly, I do get, like, sometimes, like, if I'm in a situation where I'm talking to, like, a random stranger, like, I just get, like, really into being like, yeah, tell me more about this. Because I just think humans are fascinating.
Oh, they're so weird.
And that's why I do this podcast, and that's why I read weird forums and shit online, because I think human, and that's why I watch Lifetime movies, because I think the way that humans are is interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
And, like, what makes you be this way? I don't get it.
Maybe cool it.
How are you? Why are you like this?
That's literally, like, this is my big question in life is, why are you all like this? Why are we like this? Tell me more. Well, guys, I think we've answered these questions.
Oh, yeah.
Do we want to dig into the things, our recommendations?
Sure.
For this week?
Things sure. That made
I keep
us
coming
happy.
To this not having anything prepared, so I need you guys to go first.
I have something prepared, everyone.
Tim, can you go first?
Okay. Tell us, it's a little video game called Pokemon Unite. It's
what platforms is that on?
It's on Nintendo's Switch. It's a freaking Pokemon MOBA, you know, League of Legends or a Dota.
A
or
mobile
multiplayer online battle arena.
Okay. What's defense of the... Oh, that's Dota.
Yeah. the whole gist is you play a little guy, a little Pokemon, and you have lanes, and you try to score points. Instead of, like, doing damage to a tower, you get orb equal point, and then you dunk orb into what would be the towers of a traditional MOBA map. And it's surprisingly fun, you know, like, it's lightweight, each match is only 10 minutes, and there's a lot of depth that can be had, it's kind of silly. I do feel like I've heard that there is a lot of kind of scummy microtransaction stuff, so if you are a person who gets enticed by
sucked
things
in.
Like sucked in, then I would stay away. But right now, I don't really feel the quote unquote draw. Like, you know, I played it for several hours. I'm like, you know what? I'll drop some bucks to get some stupid shit. And I didn't feel bad about that. Who knows what will happen after the welcome period? But yeah, it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Runs occasionally like shit on the Switch because the Switch is a bad hardware.
It's just old at this point.
Well, Switch had problems with Breath of the Wild when it came out. So.
Get that new one. That new one. Oh, wait.
Oh, that doesn't do anything? Yeah.
It's exactly the same.
I'm going to get it, but that's just because.
So, Nintendo, if you're listening to this, make a console that works, please. Especially when it's... I know you don't know what the internet is, but now that you're doing an actual multiplayer game, please help me.
I think they're just going to do a Switch 2 at this point.
Who knows, man? I mean, if COVID didn't happen and fuck up chips.
Yeah, I mean, that is the rumor, if we want to get into video game talk, is like, they like, we're going to do a Switch Pro, and they're like, we can't do it right now, so we'll just do bigger screen, because we can do that.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I thought of a thing.
Okay.
While you were talking. Guys, Lil Nas X put a new song out.
Oh.
It's called Industry Baby. The music video is so fucking good. I'm just delighted by Lil Nas X.
I'm so glad he's not a one-hit wonder.
No, and honestly, Industry Baby and Montero are, like, really good songs. Like, and he makes people so furious, and his response is like, LOL, I'm doing it more.
Yeah, like fucking Old Town, is it Old Town Road? Is that what it was
called? Old Town Road was, like, the that one that just, like, breakout.
Like, most one-hit wonders are, like, you know, they get airplay. Like, that song was, like, number one for, like, months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, our niece and nephew could... like verbatim the entire song.
Oh yeah, I mean he collaborated with fucking what's his name?
BTS.
Well, yeah, BTS too, but with that Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, and then the little cowboy boy. He did, and it was kind of funny because it was like he kept on doing different versions of it.
Yeah, yes. So that's how he kept getting it like back on number one and like.
But like that's stuff. Also like I don't feel like anybody else like understands like internet. Like, how to, like, utilize, like, internet humor for marketing like he does.
Right, he definitely has online poisoning.
He has extremely online poisoning. He's only 22 years old.
Right.
But, like, when he did the version of Montero that's, like, version of Montero in the bathroom while Lil Nas X is giving Satan a lap dance.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, a version, an echoey version that sounds like if you were in the bathroom at the club.
I want to say that, like... like remixes and like adding verses and stuff like doesn't change the listing on some charts.
I don't think it does.
And that's how he was able to keep it number one while putting, because he kept putting out new versions and it kept bumping it up.
Yeah, cause, well, I think it just, like, ups the buzz around it, too, when you keep putting out. But, no, like, Lil Nas X was like, okay, my last music video, I rode a stripper pole down the hill, and I gave Satan a lab dance, and then I killed him and replaced him. Okay, how am I going to one-up this? All right, cool. I'm going to go to prison and dance nude.
Well, especially because it was explicitly the lore was following, because he did the Nike Satan blood shoe.
Right, because, yes, because there was, like, a whole, like, a courtroom there skit. And he played everybody in the skit.
There was 1 minute where Carly was like, wait, they're really sending a little Nas.
Right. No, I think
I thought he was really going to jail.
Myself and along, I didn't think he was going to jail. I thought he was going to get fined. I thought that's what it was.
Yeah. And my response was, there's no way they're not just fining him.
Right, exactly. I thought it was real. I saw several people online thinking it was real.
But then it was like, no, it's just buzz phrases.
He's such a genius. It's so smart. Oh, and yeah, whenever anyone is like, hey, bro, no one cares that you're gay. Calm it down. And then he's like, let's do it more.
I'm going to be more gay. Yeah. Fuck you. Yeah. No, I love him. I wish him the best in everything.
I did legitimately say to Jennifer that, like, the fact that he exists and is making this is legitimately a bright spot in our matrix that we're living in.
Yeah. Right? Absolutely.
When things are so bad, you sometimes can forget that there is intensely creative and, you know, radical fun things. And he just encapsulates so much of that.
Yep, agreed. Yeah, Lil Nas X, thank you. Thank you for existing. That's mine for the week.
I'm so happy to, like, watch his journey. It's so good.
Yeah, same. Like, just, like, I just, man, he makes people so mad. And he's just like, oh, well.
that's, like, a big part of it, too. It's, like, man, it's just joyful.
He makes all the people that I hate mad, and I love, and that makes it even better. Like, I just like him just because I like him, but he also makes the people that I hate mad, and that makes it twice as good.
Yeah, how lucky are we, right?
Yeah, listen to Industry Baby, out now.
I need to. I think it came out while I was traveling, so I haven't listened to it yet.
You got to watch the music video. It's very important.
Yeah, I believe it. Is his album out? Because isn't he dropping like an album?
Maybe. I don't think there's anything new. I think he's just been doing singles.
Right? Well, yeah, because he hasn't put out a whole collection yet. And I think, like, his album has...
He did one.
Yeah, he did a previous album. Yeah. Which is actually good. There's a lot of good songs on there.
Okay. Michael, you can go.
Yeah, my thing this week is Formula. It's a XPS foam that you can buy from Home Depot. Okay, you can get 8-foot. By 4-foot sheet for about $20.
Are you becoming a maker YouTuber?
And then you can make little dumb houses and stuff out of it, and not use it to insulate your home. And that's my thing. I've been doing a lot of crafting this week because I don't know. I just feel like
why not? It's nice. It's nice to make things with your hands.
When Carly's away, the crafters will play.
I have nothing else to do, you know.
I was like, I built this whole little town while you were gone.
You're gonna be building like a Christmas village,
yeah. With the train.
No, I'm gonna be repurposing a Christmas village.
Christmas village.
It's gonna be a D&D village, okay?
Yeah, they would work well with a D&D shit. So yeah, you're just like getting the foam and then like painting it to make D&D stuff. That's rad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have one of those like electric cutter things so you can like?
No, I don't.
That's the next purchase.
It's like a wire that heats up so you can like very nicely cut out shapes.
Black Magic Crafts on YouTube. I don't think he's that interesting, but he's got so much. Like, it's not like a good watch, but boy does he have a lot of.
It's like helpful
hardcore info in there. And
sometimes that's the best. It's like, I'm not entertained, but God, my brain is full.
Yeah. Right, yes.
Right. And I mean, it's not like he's bad or anything. It's just some of the other people, like I think Studson, I think I talked about last week, are just really entertaining. Mm-hmm. So the bar is pretty high.
Yeah.
That's cool. I kind of like when I have more space eventually, I want to do more stuff, you know?
That's so true.
Damn same.
So mine is like in a legit like what made me happy this week. So while I was in California for a wedding, I went to Disneyland, which was nice. Great. But the thing I want to talk about is, like, so in Star Wars Land, the last time I was there, they did not have their new ride. It's called Rise of the Resistance. And let me tell you, that ride is so fucking cool.
Yeah.
I cannot, like, I don't want to oversell it. Like, it is just a ride, and it is just
yeah. Well, but, like, what style of ride?
So, give me like, the if rundown. You really don't want to know anything about this ride, you know, maybe just stop listening now. We'll see you next week. I'm going to try to avoid like major spoilers because it is like legit cool.
It's the ride has spoilers.
I mean, that is. I guess it's this is our age now.
Yeah.
Star Wars ride can have spoilers.
It well, yeah, like there are moments in this ride that like I was like legitimately shocked about. But like if you were going to just talk about. Like what is the ride in general? It is like you sit in a ride vehicle with like mm-hmm. 10 people mm-hmm. or 8 people mm-hmm. and it's like a little car. It's like a little it's like a little Star Wars transport thing, and there's uh-huh. like a droid that's on the front of it, like a not an R2 droid, but like one of the other
various other
R2 kind of droid that is driving your car. And the general gist of it is you are captured by the First Order, and you get in this car, and like they're trying to rescue you. Like you're a group, and you've been rescued, or you're being rescued. So you're basically in this little car thingy, and you're driving around a Star Destroyer. And so like you're seeing like you know like walkers and like stormtroopers everywhere, and like you see Kylo Ren and Hux and like all the stuff and Finn so basically it's I don't know, you wouldn't call it a dark ride, or maybe you would call it a dark ride, but you're like moving through a scene and like seeing lots of different story elements.
It's like Pirates of the Caribbean.
But the car is, it's not on a track. So like the car can move in any direction. So it can like move left and right, forward and back.
But you don't control.
No, you don't control it. You're on
the droids control.
You're on a floor, and like it's been run so many times, you can kind of see where like the tire marks are in the floor.
Mm.
But it's like a big open floor, and it's just like moving you through, and it's like doing shit like driving you up to something, and then it's like, oh shit, we're gonna get crushed, and it like the droid's like, oop, and it like pulls you back, and then it like
okay,
shit.
So like, you're getting that like the momentum, like the motion.
Yeah,
so it's kind of because we're. It reminds me of, like, the old, like, okay, you sit in a movie theater and the chairs move.
No.
And, like, it makes you sideways.
Have you done the Spider-Man ride at Islands of Adventure?
Yes.
Is it like that?
No. That is, like, you're in a car and it's, like, shaking and you're, like, watching a screen.
Uh-huh.
No, this is
like it's at, you're driving around
a facility. You're seeing, like, a physical, not, like, a projection, like, giant fucking 50-foot walker.
Wow.
You're driving through
a facility. So it's like Indiana Jones.
Yes, it is very, it's like, imagine Indiana Jones, but like 30 years more advanced.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so,
it's
yeah.
Like, there's no track that you can see. You're, like, driving around. It's, like, driving you sideways. It's, like, turning you around to, like, protect you from, like, blaster fire and, like.
Whoa.
Like, the, just, like, from
a. I think Spider-Man, halfway through, does get off a it starts going down a track.
Man, this is making me want to go to like an amusement park.
Yeah, definitely.
I gotta say,
it's so rad. I'm
excited.
Like, I was like, this is like everybody was like, oh, this is the best ride at Disney. I was like, oh yeah, it's the best ride at Disney. Like, I just want to go behind the scenes and see how it all works because it's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Yeah. The thing is, you can only ride it once. Because they like make you like sign up for a queue at 7.
Oh, because it's like so popular. Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, because
high demand.
We rode the Spider-Man ride twice, and it broke the second time, so we got to see like the sort of like all the hidden stuff, like the magic, so to speak.
Oh man,
without it, you know, being obfuscated, it was pretty cool. Like, it obviously was, you know, not as much fun, but it was like really neat to see.
Spider-Man ride was like not on a track, but I could.
I think it does both. I could be wrong. Like, it's like a screen thing, and then it drops, and then you kind of go forward a little bit. I might be wrong.
The Star Wars ride like has elements of that kind of stuff, but it's like it's so elaborate. Like, I have no idea.
I do love the, like, has everyone here had an experience of being on a ride that's broken? Because I also had that happen at Busch Gardens, Williamsburg, the Escape from Pompeii Brook. We had to walk down the little ladder. I was young, and it was, honestly, that was such a gift to me, because then my little young self was able to be like, I was on a ride and it broke!
Okay, I'm looking at a video of the Spider-Man ride. Yeah, you're right. It is a ride vehicle that goes and looks at things.
Yeah, because I think it's Island's Adventure has, you know, it really just breaks expectations.
Island's like Adventure the Hulk got to ride. Man, well, now I'm really jazzed about the possibility of going to theme parks again. Yeah. I want that. It's been quite a while since I've been to one. So, yeah, I'm going to look forward to that in the future.
Sick.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us in this episode. If you want to get more content, you can join our Patreon for $5 and get lots of special episodes. And you can follow us on Twitter at Ask Your Internet. And you can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can follow me on Twitter at Tim Lanning. And you can listen to my Naruto podcast. We just finished all of OG Naruto, including all the filler. So if you're really curious about how original, you know, Naruto goes.
How's Rock Lee doing?
He's doing great. You know, he had some ups and downs, right? But he's doing great right now.
I'm so glad for him. I love Rock Lee.
And we're going to start Shippuden in a couple weeks. So I'm very, very, very excited.
Are you guys going to do Boruto?
Probably. If you know, if we still have listeners and patrons, we'll do it. I'm sure.
I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
And I'm at R. Bristow.
Thanks, everyone. Until next week, sincerely, Dear Internet.